I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Mason?
Present.
Congressman Supranoff?
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present. Next item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Hamilton.
Please be with the families who are in mourning, dealing with sickness. Please be with the men and women in uniform, or they may be asking a question of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Next item on our agenda is approval of minutes.
Are you asking for?
Move to approve the minutes of March 15th, 2018.
Second.
Motion on the floor, the second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item on our agenda is construction.
did you respond back?
You did, and you sent it to Ross, because I asked you to respond to all. Did you not respond to all? Because I asked you to respond to all.
I'll respond to all today, but can I bring something up?
Yes.
I know you don't want to hear this, but according to our clerk, and I think now that we're here and back there, I hear that the pipes are frozen back there.
It's news to me. I haven't heard that.
We have a heater that's sitting by the sink back there because the pipes froze. When we had those really cold days, we got them thawed pretty easily, but we did have to have maintenance bring the heater up here for us.
I just think that since we've been back there right now, we've got that problem, and maybe as much as I would like for us to have two bathrooms, maybe we go back to just getting that bathroom. I'm sorry, you guys, but look back there and tell me.
Well, I'm just not hearing about this, so I haven't
heard
it.
Me too, and I'm here all the time. Thanks. That happens a lot. So
in a position where the bathroom pipes are going to freeze.
Which bathroom are you talking about? Frozen.
The non-existent bathroom with the sink back there.
The pipes are frozen. Is that what you said?
They froze.
Well, they'd probably fix that. Insulate them some way.
Still want a bathroom back there? As we've been back there now, and we've seen the break room. Still want a bathroom? Two bathrooms back there, or is it one bathroom with a wall?
It's one. And I just
mentioned it. It's one.
Okay, whatever. I'm trying to hear what she's saying.
Okay, well, so the only person that had offered any suggestion, any input into the last email I sent to the committee was Congresswoman Edwards. Once I received, forward on to Ross, changes.
Okay.
Then we're going to move forward with everything that's been approved by this committee. That's where we're at.
We better add insulating the pipes then. And again, I'm just saying if
then
you guys
put that in your email.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying to Ross. if you go back there.
And Casey Johnson and myself.
If you go back there and mark off, were the tables and everything back there when you guys looked at the bathroom before?
Yes.
Okay, so you realize you're losing all that space?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll see an email from you today with the insulation. Ross, Casey, me.
Okay.
Okay. All right, next item on our agenda is inauguration budget. In the last meeting, the committee discussed we had $10,000 that we had set aside for inauguration. Congresswoman Edwards made a motion and moved $15,000.
I'm looking for it on the...
$15,000, I think it was, from one line item to another for the inauguration budget, and that everyone agreed to that. The executive branch has $5,000 in their budget. They were asked, because at one point both chief candidates and assistant chief candidates were good with getting a tent to go to the SkyTube location, and the tent was going to cost about $25,000. And the executive branch was asked to look for other money in their budget. And I have been told in this last week they do not have any more money in that budget. And the $5,000 is what they have for inauguration. So with that being said, and we had talked about the casino was interested in sponsoring a tent. They are no longer interested in sponsoring a tent. So we have executives $5,000, Congress's original $10,000, an additional $15,000. And I don't know that we're gonna need that $15,000 now. I think the 10 that we have originally in the budget and the 5 from executive, 15 will be plenty of money.
Well, we'll see.
To just go to Ponca City.
This is the subcommittee meeting after this, right?
Yes.
Okay,
moving on. Posted job applications. So I went through the applications that we had received the last time that we had advertised the job for sergeant at arms and reception. We only had 3 people apply. The committee determined that they wanted to send it back out and leave it open for a while to see who else applied. This morning, I learned that the job was posted as part-time, not seasonal part-time. So I saw a couple of names on there that I recognized, more than a couple, probably 7. And I made some calls and asked them if they were interested in seasonal part-time, and the response was no. So at that point, I started calling every single applicant. There were 24. If they didn't answer their phone and it went to voicemail, then I followed up with an email to ask them if they were still interested in seasonal part-time. The response that I got from almost all of them was no. So we did have... there were more applications for the receptionist than there were for the sergeant at arms. The one person that did apply for sergeant at arms is Osage and is fine with it being seasonal. And I would.
We have to go into executive session for the purposes of discussing personnel matters. Modify the agenda to include personnel matters. How are we going to talk about this without?
Okay. Make your motion.
We have to modify the agenda to place personnel matters higher in on the agenda.
Executive session. Is there a second?
Move to modify the agenda to place first executive session personnel matters. Hiring on the agenda.
For today?
Yes.
Second.
Motion on the floor, the second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. We go into executive session for the purposes of discussing personnel matters, hiring.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
We are now entering executive session to discuss personnel matters.